Now, when we start thinking about classic West End musicals innovative packages and a whole variety of other bits and pieces, there's a five-letter word that springs to mind, whether it's every day, whether it's that'll be the day. Of course, we're referring to Buddy, the musical, an absolutely brilliant production and a fantastic sort of event that just keeps going and going, thank goodness. And in fact, it's even gone beyond the West End, and it's now once again on tour. We're delighted to be able to actually speak to the current director of Buddy, the musical, of course, the fabulously talented Matt Salisbury. Are you there, Matt?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. And, you know, I can't believe it. Seems like only yesterday I saw Buddy in the Newcastle Theatre Royal. I think it was about 97, 98.
And, this is probably about our 19th or 20th year of touring. The show opened in 1989 in the West End and ran in the West End for 13 and a half years. And then we came back and had another year and a half, and we're out on the road again, and it's like yesterday.
Precisely. In fact, those were the days where I think we took two or three of the cast from the studios in Newcastle to our studios in Middlesbrough and did some live pieces there, which is all great stuff, really.
They love all that. They love doing music, and they love playing the songs, whether it's in a studio or on television, and particularly on stage. They absolutely adore it.
I mean, I particularly like, and this is a personal thing, where you actually have what I refer to as the thigh-slapping moment in the production, where it's, you know, the kind of the build-up for, you know, the everyday thing. It just works so well. It's a simple musical, but yeah. Obviously for those in radio, you know, we appreciate the sort of the radio aspects that come through that, but it works so effectively. I mean, that's the magic of it, really.
Totally, absolutely. What the trick of the show is we have an awful lot of music wrapped up in a really lovely little story. Buddy only recorded for just under 3 years and had countless hits, as we all know. And we try and tell that story of his last 3 years of his life from the recording of, you know, the That'll Be the Day when he started in Decca through to his final concert in Clear Lake, Iowa. And it's the music which people just absolutely adore. They're timeless pieces of music. Mm. And as you say, simple, you know, three chords, four chords, beautiful, beautiful songs which will stand the test of time for all time. I'm absolutely positive about that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the names Rave On, Peggy Sue, That'll Be the Day, as we mentioned, Heartbeat, of course. Inevitably all connected from that point of view. Also, I think from a musical history point of view, often perhaps don't realise just how influential he was, because I suppose there is an argument for saying without the kind of simplicity that Buddy actually brought to the beat, that maybe even something like the Beatles and the band by that may not have actually been inspired to pick up their guitars and actually develop in their own way.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So John Lennon, for instance, is quoted in saying that Buddy wore glasses so everyone could do it for a start. They took their name, the Beatles, from the Crickets. The Rolling Stones were influenced by Buddy Holly, and countless other bands in the early 60s, in the late 50s and early 60s, heard the music on the wireless then and thought, we can do this. This is fantastic. It's new. It's novel. It's exciting and dynamic. And it spawned a whole generation of new music, which we all now take for granted. But Buddy started it.
Mm, very much so. Jailhouse Rock, Robinson Crusoe, 125th Street.
Yep.
Just three of the aspects that are fit into over three decades of fantastic stuff for your own CV.
Yeah.
Any particular areas of those which you think, well, that's, I mean, you mentioned Robinson Crusoe, and I instantly think those people who are of a certain chronologically gifted time will remember the classic black and white serial.
Yes.
With, I think, Robert Hoffman with the da-da-da-da-da-da, etc.
I'm blessed. I mean, I think anyone who works in the sort of theatre and music is blessed with working with story, you know, with stories. And Robinson Crusoe, you know, Jailhouse Rock from the classic film, which Rob Pattinson directed in the West End a few years ago, which I was lucky enough to be working on. You know, 125th Street, again, by the same producers who do Buddy. You know, these are all just wonderful stories. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to be working in an industry where, you know, you can be creative, you know, pretty much all the time and have a lot of fun with it as well.
Siren FM has just launched a musical show, literally called The Musical Show, because that's what it does. Covers a whole range of things from an A to Z of musicals, going back to Busby Berkeley up to, dare I say it, to the Glee people in current days and so on. What, from your own perspective, do musicals mean to yourself, Matt? An interesting question to throw at you at this time of day, really.
An interesting question. To be honest with you, I love not just musicals, I love plays as well. You know, I love pantomime as well, particularly pantomime. I love shows which actually reach and touch people. Getting back, not deliberately, but getting back to Buddy, that's why I love Buddy. You know, I've been working on this show in sort of various forms since 1989, when the show first went on at the Victoria Palace. And what the show does is it inspires people. It takes people out of their everyday life. And for a few minutes, if we can, as it were, suspend their imagination, and then they can think they're in 1959 and they're watching Buddy Holly, even if it's for 5 minutes, I think we've achieved something, and we've enriched people's lives. And also with the music, you know, the music has a way of, as it were, you know, affecting people's emotions more than maybe just the written text. So that's why I love musicals. I adore them, you know.
It's quite interesting, because I mean, I went through a phase, as I've said several times, of not really kind of getting musicals. It wasn't until, I suppose, over the last 10-15 years where I kind of appreciated that actually, if you kind of view them as the natural successors or companions, really, to grand opera, where we are telling stories, we are actually touching base on very human sort of notion of things. I think you actually raised the key word there, Matt, the notion of inspiring folk, that you do develop that whole notion. And when you've obviously got a musical like Buddy that, in a real sense, focuses on the music that's been created by the subject of the musical, you've got a whole range of things to play with there, including, of course, dare I say it, the Big Bopper, Hello Baby, which is, again, classic.
Absolutely, Mr. J.P. Richardson, yes, and Mr. Richie Valens, who was, 17, going on 18, you know, when he went out on tour. You know, he was a kid, you know. His first songs were recorded when he was still at high school in Los Angeles, you know, so it's fascinating characters involved with the show. And anyone who hasn't seen the show, I mean, it's not a sung through musical. In other words, it doesn't start with music. I mean, there's an awful lot of story there as well, and that's what I think one of the, you know, people say is, you know, we say on our poster and our flyers, you know, the original and the best is back. And it really was the first of the what people call the jukebox musicals, which actually had a story, and then songs came from the story, instead of having the other way around, which was songs and then you put a story around it. And Buddy does that. I mean, it's a touching play and it's funny. You get a lot of laughs, and you're moved as well with the story, with the acting, and the songs come from the action. You know, they come from the story. So we see how that'll be the day was developed. We see the early phases of Buddy's music, you know, perhaps more sort of country and hill and rockabilly than the full-on rock and roll that many people know about. And then we see the music progress and transform into the latter works, which we then represent in this, you know, this fantastic concert. And I'm sure you've seen the show at the end, when literally people are taken in by the man on stage in the middle with the glasses and the tuxedo, and we have, you know, a fantastic concert, and people get up and dance and just, I don't know, they get taken out of themselves.
It's a stunning sort of piece, and again, I think the whole area that the whole narrative develops across is fantastic. Now, Matt, a good general obviously has some good troops, and I well remember the late producer of Doctor Who a few years ago, John Nathan Turner, always saying that he always felt blessed having worked his way up through the system, and actually, so he knew all the jobs, he knew all the kind of key things were there. He wasn't just landed and parachuted into the role of producer and sorting out various other bits of people. People say, oh, what, sorry, we can't do that this week, that'll take you at least, woof, I wouldn't start from there, etc. Has it been a great help from your own point of view that literally you've pretty much done most of the work from assistant stage manager, electrician, stagehand, etc., in kind of building up to obviously directing and so on?
Enormously. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today had I not done what I did yesterday. I don't know whether you know, but I mean, I've pretty much started my career. My first full tenure of work for 11 months was at the Theatre on Lincoln way back in the, you know, I think...
Well, I was just coming to that matter, precisely, yes.
You know, and I learned as an assistant electrician in Lincoln that, and then I went out on the road after I got my equity card because of the Theatre on Lincoln, and went up the ladder and did stage management and was a carpenter and so on and so forth. And what I've learned from that, you learn your craft, you see. That's the thing about any job. You learn your craft from working up, from the bottom working up. And my career has just sort of developed, from there. And it's because of the people because of the shows I've worked on that I am where I am today. And I say again, I'm very blessed.
Precisely. It's interesting you mentioned clearly the Theatre Royal Lincoln, which we've appreciated, and I think it's a fantastic venue. As someone who was so used to like the Theatre Royal in Newcastle and other Theatre Royals, etc., when I first saw the Theatre Royal Lincoln, I thought, you've got to be joking. I can't believe this. It's just a wee little thing, but it's a really perfect jewel in the crown up at the hill there, isn't it, really?
Oh, it's a gorgeous theatre. I mean, funny enough, I was back there having a meeting with the guys in the theatre yesterday, and walked on stage again, and it brought back so many memories. And I remember when I was turning on the gas lamps and turning them off after each performance, with a little brass key, which I've still got as a memento.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous little jewel box theatre, and I love it. And it has a very, very big hole in my heart when I left that place.
Matt, let's get down to the nitty-gritty and the specifics. People listening to this thinking, all right, you've teased us, you've played some of the music of Buddy, we're teasing on with that part of you. How do people actually get tickets for the Lincoln Theatre Royal production of Buddy? When are you performing, etc.?
Right, well, it's really quite easy, actually. I'm going to give you the dates. It's on opens on Monday the 2nd of May and runs for 1 week only, and we do 8 shows in that week, 7:30 every night. And you can phone the box office number. I don't know if you've got it there, but I've got it here if you want me to.
Go for it, Matt. Go. You do it so well. Off you go.
01522 519999. And that's 01522 519999, and that's the box office number. And we're playing open on Monday and play till Saturday, and we can't wait. This is our second time we've been back in recent years. I think we were there in 2008, I think it was, and we can't wait to come back. We had a great time the first time, and we can't wait to come back to Lincoln.
It's going to be fantastic as the planes actually go overhead to do with all manner of marvellous things there. I didn't think they had planes via the United Arab Emirates Stadium, but what the heck?
Yes, if they were playing right now, I'd be able to hear them.
There you go. That's the key thing. Matt, we've got two final concluding questions at this particular stage. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the midweek drive here for Siren 107.3 FM?
I've had a fantastic time, and I really do appreciate you talking to me. And I just hope your listeners come on down. And if you haven't seen the show, you will absolutely adore it. And if you've seen it before, you'll
have. I think you've persuaded me. I'm going to have to get the Midweek Drive team, and we'll have a little special outing. I shall put that together. We'll have a couple of some of the our co-presenters will come along, and we'll do that. Steady on. We'll just work that. The next crucial question: Can we look forward to linking up with you again, possibly when you're in Lincoln, and certainly telephonically, as we keep the whole thing going, and let's just celebrate the spirit of Buddy.
Absolutely. I should be there Monday, probably through Wednesday, and maybe come back on the last night as well. I'd like to spend all week there, but I still have other things to do in the office. But I should be there, and I would love to be able to have a chat with you when we're in Lincoln.
Do you know, we might even try to set up a thing where you can actually make the 15-minute walk from the Theatre Royal to our studios in Lincoln, and you can actually join us on air as well from that point of view. Let's look towards that.
I would love to do that.
Matt Salisbury, we salute you. Many thanks indeed.
It's my absolute pleasure.